Sup, dudes?
You know, that was really me making that dinosaur
That
noise.
Is not you that making that really dinosaur me. Nose. It is not
it
you.
Was, yeah. Yeah, it's
Let's
me.
Hear it.
It's going like, that's what I did.
Really?
And then I augmented
This noise right here.
Yeah, that's me.
I want to hear that low rumble, please. Can we hear that low rumble?
I can't do that.
Why not?
It was a gurgling sound. I just gurgled. No, that definitely wasn't me.
You gave up after one question.
Yeah, it's
you didn't
not,
even
it's not
it?
Even true. So I didn't want to stick with a lie.
We all knew it wasn't true.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. What's up?
Hey,
everybody
man.
Out there. How yeah. you doing? It's Seth. Yeah. He's Colby. Do the Seth and Colby Show. It's episode number 158. We're live. It's Sunday, February 24th.
Quick.
It's Oscar Sunday, bro!
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Come on, ride the train. I don't know what I'm doing. Hey, what's up, Sam? Menace Rated. Hey, everybody, from Maniche's stream.
Maniche.
He has rated. With a party of I don't know, because I would have to turn my head to look, and I do not want to. Because my neck, the calories required to burn my head turning.
It's three, Maniche.
I looked anyway to confirm, like you couldn't read. Blew it. I don't know.
Blew it.
Hey, congratulations on your loss, Maniche. Was it a Hanzo play or a Ripa play of the game?
I thought that said PUBG.
Nah, POTG, man. That's play of the game. How are we getting on with the soundboard? It is not even being worked on, dude. So happy about it.
What's wrong with the soundboard?
He means like the ones where I play the clips and stuff.
Ah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I wanna get one for the Mac because it's easier.
Why? Because it's right in front of your face?
Yes. Yes, it's right in front of my face.
You don't have to turn to use it?
Yes, and I can control the volume and stuff easily. You know, but it's $40, so...
Not worth it.
Not worth it. I'm thinking about coding one on a web page. You know, but that also takes time.
Yeah.
So it's really going to be a race to, will I ever be rich enough that I feel I can spend $40 to play sound effects?
Or will I waste this time in
right.
making my own?
Right. So until one of those things will eventually win, but there's no time limit on how long the battle will last.
I think there's a missing third option where you do nothing.
Well, that's technically what I'm doing until one of the other two win. Like, I don't want to make it sound like I'm currently working towards that. I mean, I am, like, mentally preparing myself for the fact that one day I will have to either buy it or code it. But until then, nothing. So, what's that, man?
I had to go get my stupid oil changed.
Oh, I thought you got a new car. I was getting hyped for you, dude.
Nah, probably in May.
Oh, in May now?
Probably in May.
Why May? What's special about May?
Memorial Day.
Big Memorial Day sales, dude?
Yeah, man.
Big Memorial Day sales.
Isn't that a thing?
I don't know.
Pretty sure that's
My
a
car's
thing.
A 2005, dude. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
I don't think it matters. Uh-oh, I moved the fan too close to the desk.
Oh, no.
Well, we can hear it. Your mic's so loud.
Oh, no.
Like, listen.
Well, yeah, it's because it's vibrating the desk, which is vibrating the mic.
Yeah, mute your mic. You won't hear it. See what now?
I still hear it.
No, you don't. You don't hear it at all. Oh, I didn't even notice you muted it. That's how little I noticed the change.
Well, then your ears are broken.
No, you're just deaf.
Mine is significantly louder.
Oh, yeah.
It's still heard on your mic.
No, I don't think it is.
It is.
I don't think it is.
It is, you whore.
Hey, man, how was your week?
It's great.
What? Why do you say great? It's never great.
It's always great.
You always say great, and then I ask two questions, and then you break down, and you say it sucks.
My life is great.
Just start there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so what was great about it, man?
I drew old man Logan.
I saw that. Saw that. Looked good.
I drew.
Got a lot of praise for it, man.
I do. I'm currently working on Captain Marvel.
Okay. She hates men, though, you know.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Pro Xbox? How you doing?
I draw a big old dick going right in my mouth.
Any new Snapchats? No, sorry. There's no new Snapchats. You didn't hang out with him last night, did you?
Oh, what? No. Yeah, I mean, I did, but no.
Oh, you did?
No.
Oh. What, you did, but no?
Yeah, I did, but no.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
How can you do both and not either?
Who knows?
You.
The mystery is real.
I'm so confused. We think we saw him washing a car today.
Really?
This morning, as we drove by where he works.
Probably, likely, yeah, because he works there.
I feel like it's early, though.
Then again, I don't think he works there on Sundays.
Right? Yeah. It's like, it was like 10:30 a.m. I feel like he wouldn't be there.
Was he washing his car?
No. Okay. It was a stranger's car. Huh. So I figured that if he was up that early, he must not have hung out with you last night. But now it sounds like he did.
He was there for a little bit. We didn't get over to Lizzie's until like midnight.
Okay.
And then we were there for an hour and a half.
What'd you do before that?
Laid in bed. What did we do before that? I think we literally just laid in bed.
Till midnight. And then you went out?
Yeah. We went to the gym. Got home. And then, yeah, laid in bed.
You watching Game of Thrones still?
Yeah.
Did you watch it in bed?
I mean, yeah.
why the hesitation?
Why do you need
that? I'm just trying to figure out what you do with your life, man. I don't know, on your TV, your living room?
Right, like, is it specific to where I watch it?
I want to know what you were doing last night while you were laying in bed until midnight.
I was drawing Captain Marvel.
In bed?
Yeah.
Weird,
got a fancy iPad. It works.
That's
in bed.
True. You can do it anywhere, man. Look at you flexing with that iPad. Did you have AirPods in while you're doing it?
I did not.
You should have put them in, man.
I don't have.
You should draw a self-portrait of you wearing AirPods.
No, I'm not going
to
do that.
You should do that. No. I would love that.
I don't want.
We could change the show's avatar to that photo. I think that'd be good, dude.
I'm going to draw you sucking a big old sandwich just like...
It's fine. I'm fine. That's how I eat my sandwiches, so I'm totally fine with that.
Just deep throw them.
Yeah. Mm. Or any way I could take them, you know?
Okay.
No, however the sandwich wants to be taken, I will take it.
Doesn't even have to be in the mouth?
No.
No?
No. Anywhere it wants.
This is gross.
All sandwiches. Beautiful. Disgusting. Dude. You brought it up. Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answers to.
I just said that you take them quickly and vigorously through your mouth. You're the one that brought up that they're going anywhere.
You asked just the mouth. Don't ask questions you don't know the answer to, man.
He got me there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you gave out the hint that I went anywhere about
pretty
the mouth.
Sure we aren't talking about eating sandwiches anymore. What do you mean?
Mm?
I'm talking. Aren't you talking about sandwiches?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm talking about sandwiches, too.
Big old Italian sandwich.
What's Pro Xbox talking about?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I'm just not Italian.
That German sandwich? I don't know.
Reuben?
African sandwich.
That's just not a thing. All right. Although I wouldn't turn it down.
It's made out of warthog.
Okay. All right. So hey, man, you wanna do some show business real quick right here at the start of the show?
Yeah. Yo, let's do it.
Okay. So Twitch just announced
that it's shutting down and the show is ending. Perfect. Fantastic.
You're only allowed to make those jokes because Taylor isn't here yet. So
okay.
you're fine.
Cool.
Cool. Twitch announced that if you have, depending on the number of subs you have, you're going to get more emotes now. So you know as it is, we have one for the $5 sub, we have one for the $10, and one for the $25 sub.
Yep, yep.
Okay, so what they're doing is they're adding an additional emote to the $5 every month until May for a total of five tier one $5 sub emotes, and then the sixth and the seventh. So you could have a total of seven emotes. Now, it depends on your sub total, your maximum total sub count, your most you've ever had. So it's 15, 25, 35, and 50. So if you have 15 subs right now, you get an extra today.
Okay.
It's ready. We have 15 subs.
I don't know how.
I don't think we may have once, because of the Just Dance, hit 25. I'm pretty sure. But we always hover right around that 15 number. So I don't think we're going to get three. We could. We definitely will not get four or five. 100%. We do not have 35 or 50 subs. There's no way. All right? Because I'm making all those people go over to my channel and sub to me.
Yep.
Yeah. So, which is the way it should be. Keep it that way. Okay? Don't give Colby your money. He doesn't deserve it. Anyway.
You're the worst.
We need to think of a second tier one sub. So we could move like the Colby Lick to a tier one. We could just come up with something completely new. We got to think of something.
How about a giant turd?
Why?
Because this show is shit.
I wasn't thinking a turd. I was thinking something a little bit. What about just your hair?
No. No one will get that. They also don't get a hog either. So
people,
I mean,
love the hog.
I guess.
People love the hog.
Yeah, but they're still like, why
is the show's fucking emote a hog?
Okay, so then let's have one that's the hog that doesn't make sense, and then one that works with the show.
Which is what?
I don't know.
I don't either. We're in a conundrum.
What did we have before the hog? The hype porg?
Yeah.
I don't think we can bring that one back, right?
No, fuck no. Well, we might. Episode 9 is supposed to come out this year, yet without a trailer and a title yet.
You think there's porgs, though? I don't think there'll be porgs in
that. I hope there are, and I hope they burn.
I don't think there's going to be porgs in it. Man. We also had Green Man, right?
Yeah.
I think I have all of our emotes in a folder over here. Because we also had like a straight flame or something.
I don't know, man. They were dumb.
It's been a while. I mean, we made them like, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Almost? It's been a long time since we made them. It's been a while.
A sushi?
Okay, so we have all of these that we can do. All right. So here's our current hog. All right. The chair is on my channel. We could do this one. Colby Gasm, what about that one? That one's pretty good, right?
Nah.
Okay, we could also do this like Colby, like fat derpy face.
I thought that was
that used tier. To be our tier two, but I replaced it with Colby Lick, which is this one right here.
I gotcha.
We could also do like the no Colby angry head. I think what we could do is leave Colby Lick. Well, see, here's the thing. I do think Colby Gas is probably the best. I think you're right, Menace. I think you're right. Colby Likey, probably the best one. So, do we want to do this one as our tier one and keep Colby Lick as tier two? Or do we think Colby Lick should go to tier one and then we put the Gasm as tier two?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I don't care.
This is not helpful.
You pick whichever one you feel appropriate.
I kind of want to do that one. Look at your head, dude.
Why is it only me? Why do they only get me in tier one?
Because you're the funniest part of it.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
You're the funniest part of the show. People that don't watch this for me. They watch this for you.
Horribly inaccurate.
Like, I just kind of want this spammed places, you know? Like, I feel like there's enough Gasms. I feel like there's enough of these. There's not a lot of Colby just looking off into the distance, being all fat. I kind of want to do this one.
Well, then do that one, man.
Is that what you want? What do you think the code should be for it?
I don't know. What's the code now?
It's Hog.
Seth and Hog.
Well, I think what it is it's... Seth An2HOG. Because someone else out there, there's a Seth and someone else.
So you can't do like SAC? Sack?
No, we can't change it. Affiliates can't change it.
Can't change Sack?
Seth and.
And somebody had TTA?
Yeah, right here. See, Seth Andrews, TTA. He's this guy stole our code. This guy right here, because he's S-E-T-H-A-N. So and it takes the first six characters,
yeah,
so it's just us
say,
plus
it just
two.
It does it by itself.
Right, that's why mine is Z-S-W-I-G-G. It's the first six characters. And so there's two Seth-Ans, so it gave us Seth-An 2.
That's lame.
Hog. So this guy, I mean, he clearly needs it more than us. He has 1,200 followers. You know, like, this guy, he has 36 bits, you know? He's a bigger streamer than us, man. Look
yeah,
at him.
He's looking like a great streamer.
Look at him, dude.
Just getting roasted on for no reason.
What do you mean he's getting roasted on?
I'm roasting him. I mean, look, he's a dumb-looking white man.
Dude, we're both dumb-looking white men.
I'm Asian.
We share that in common.
I am Asian.
You're not Asian.
I'm Asian.
You're not gonna, it's not gonna work. People know now.
I'm Asian.
So, I guess, I don't know, I think that's what I want to do, but should we do, like, Colby?
Stare. Colby dead.
Derp.
Or dead. Or just Seth and Derp, whatever it is. Derp.
Just do derp.
Derp.
Speak Asian, dude.
That was beautiful, dude.
That was a very, very specific part of Asia.
Asian culture. I don't feel like that would get approved, right?
No.
A racist Colby emote. I feel probably not the best thing to do.
I think that's the best thing to do.
Okay,
get the show canceled. Let's do it.
You're not feeling the show today, man?
Hey, man, I love this show.
Do ya?
Talk about.
Because I feel like you say love, but you mean the other thing.
Yeah.
What do you think, man?
It's great.
I like it. What if it's just like, whoa? Whoa. I kind of like whoa. Like, whoa. You know? Doesn't that look like a whoa?
Whoa.
Or should we do what?
Whoa.
Maybe we do a what. Like, W-U-T. That's Twitch lingo. What, you know?
I don't think it real matters.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. We could always change it later. Okay, so we have submitted that. We have submitted that in, so maybe even during the show.
Maybe.
It'll get approved, and you guys can spam
that. Why are my faces the cheapest ones, and then people have to pay real money to get your face?
Oh, because I'm the star.
That makes no sense.
People want... Because you're not...
You should be then the easiest to get.
No, here's...
I should be the rarity.
I'm going to say this, and it's going to sound insulting, so I hope you take it.
As insulting?
No, I want you to think about it because it's true, okay?
Nope.
You're not special, so you aren't worth the money for $24.99.
That's insulting.
No, it's good because...
No, that's insulting.
You know, what you want is to not be special because then special people are made fun of. Like, they want my face because it's ugly. Okay, they don't want your face because it's normal.
Hmm?
This all makes sense.
I didn't hear you.
You broke my stuff.
Good.
I have a backup mouse, though, so it's all good. Look, you broke it.
I really...
But you did. Look what you
so
did.
So great.
Yeah, you didn't break it. It's fine.
Been so great.
It's fine.
Just broke.
This mouse actually yesterday, or a couple days ago, just disconnected.
That one?
Yeah.
It's like hardwired.
A wired mouse. It just hear doo doo doo. I'm like, what happened? And then I'm like, oh, my mouse doesn't work. And I wait 20 minutes. Da da da. Here it comes back. I was actually really happy because I wanted to be honest, I want an excuse to go get another mouse because look at this one.
That's perfectly fine.
It is perfectly fine. That's why I can't go get another one until it breaks. You see what I mean? You know, you can't just upgrade because there's really no reason to. It works. It does everything it needs to do. But if it broke, I could get one that's a little better. You know?
Why would you want a better one? What does it do better?
It's like that time Chris dumped water on your laptop. Like, mm-hmm. You didn't have a reason to go get a new laptop.
I did because I need that for work.
Well, yeah, but you could have used the one you had for work indefinitely. It still would have worked. But because it got water spilled on it, you got a new laptop out of it.
No, that broke my computer.
Yeah, but you got a new one out of it.
Yeah, but see, this one still works. It's not broken.
That's what I'm saying, but if it did broke, I could get an upgrade. You didn't go out and buy a new computer because your old computer was just fine even though it was old. But because it broke, you had an excuse to go get a better one.
I don't think it's an excuse. It's kind of a necessity.
Well, you know, it's okay. I mean, my mouse is a necessity.
You have a backup one.
That's for this computer, because this mouse doesn't work.
It works fine. Like, it's working right now.
Yeah,
like,
but sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, but it's working right now.
Yeah, but sometimes it doesn't.
But it still could work all the time.
This mouse I was using for Seth Bryan. That's how old that mouse is.
Yeah.
That mouse is older than my child. It might be older than you. It could be. I'm not sure. I don't know when we got that mouse. But anyway. Hey, Fictional. How you doing, man? Good to see you. I just tore apart my mouse. I'm not going to do that to my mouse. I'm not going to do it. Save for the wedding. Lol. Savings. What's that? You know what a savings is, man? Do you have savings? What you looking at? What you looking at me? You looking for a date?
It's a laser mouse. It's definitely...
No, it's optical. That's an optical mouse. Hey, what's up, Icy?
Yeah, but it doesn't have a fucking ball.
Yeah, it's optical.
Yeah.
But it's not laser. This is laser. Because, see, no light.
I don't know what that means.
It went from ball to optical to laser.
Yeah.
That's what it did. I have $90 in savings. Hashtag blessed, dude. Look at this guy flexing, man.
Yeah, man. I got a good chunk of savings.
Do you have a savings account, man?
I have a somewhat account I use. That's my savings account.
But it's not a savings account?
No.
Well, I don't think that counts, man. Savings account accrue interest.
I mean, this one accrues interest.
Well, okay, then I think that counts.
It's actually invested.
Okay, well, that's even better, dude. So you're really flexing.
It makes more than.
Do you know Menace told me last week he bought stocks in a weed company in Canada.
That's cool.
5 whole shares, he said, man.
Yeah.
High roller, dude. Yeah?
Yeah.
That's
wow.
My investment.
$30, dude.
Yeah.
Aurora
I own stocks.
Cannabis.
I don't own it in
it's
cannabis
a
companies.
Check
I own stock in Square. The Square company.
That's probably doing pretty good, I would think, right?
Yeah, it's made me about what's I put 2 in and I've got 350.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man. It's almost doubled your investment. Yeah. It's pretty good.
So 200%, almost 200%, 150%.
I have no stocks, no savings, and no investments.
Well, yeah, I also don't have any debt to worry about.
I have lots of that.
That would probably
if you feel lonely, I could give you some of mine.
Hmm? No, I don't.
I got plenty to spare.
I'm good.
You could have credit cards, student loans, cars, whatever you want, man.
Student loans?
Yeah, whichever one you want, man. I'm married now. We all share. Yeah, I got them all. I got the trifecta. I don't think the only thing I don't have is a house, you know?
You're going to eventually have that one, but...
I don't know.
No?
I don't know if I ever will.
No.
No, because I have to get... I think I have too much debt to get the house debt. Yeah.
To what now what, huh?
You have to be out of debt to get debt.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Like, you couldn't just go buy a house if you have a lot of debt. They'll be like, no.
You can. You can fake your identity.
Well, I don't know how to do that.
You can access the dark web, figure it out.
That's true. I probably could do that, but that sounds like a lot of work.
But then you'd have, like, dark web debt.
Also, you got
to
be like,
to get a new
it's true,
identity.
And they just murder you, which actually might be better than paying debt down for the next 40 years. But
and it just goes to your
the thing with dark net identities is that you really got to make sure you're right. Like, there's no, like, oops. I forgot to do this part. Like, you got to make sure you get the right fake identity. You know, you can't forget anything, you know? I don't know. I feel like the first time I want someone who's done it before.
You need a social security number.
No, you got to have, like, IDs and birth certificates and stuff, man.
No.
I think so.
No.
I don't know. I don't know enough about anything.
Yeah, man.
Colby is only his stream name.
I've got 5 identities.
His real name is, I was going to say Juan, but I should have came up with something Asian. Chong Chang Chung Chong Ching. That's your name in China, back where you came from. Where are you from? Korea.
That one.
You're Korean. That's what it is. So that's what it is. Let's learn to fake our identities. Do I drive? I do drive. I do drive. I mean, not a lot, but I do, and I know how to, and so I do, and. Fictional's a VIP here. Fictional should be a mod. I'm going to mod Fictional.
Does he really deserve it?
Oh, absolutely.
Why?
Yeah, he's probably the best mod I've ever had. I mean, except for that, like, 6-month time where he disappeared.
Yeah.
But other than that...
That's the main reason why.
But he works for free, so, you know, I can't make him come to work. But when he's at work, he probably does the best job out of anyone. I know. He's like, as Birdlaw is to the Discord, Fictional is to Twitch chat.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. The Chinese name the children by the sound a pan makes falling down the stairs. Just kidding. Just when we think we're racist, our audience proves that we could be worse.
Yeah.
Makes
I mean,
me feel
we've
good.
Done worse.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Why would I say it because you're here right now? I could easily ignore you. All right? Like, Colby's been ignoring Icy the entire time she's here, pretending she doesn't exist.
I'm ignoring everyone. And especially you.
Me, particularly?
Yeah.
You just referenced
me. I have definitely not heard a lot of the things that you've said on
that's,
the show so
that's
far.
Fair, dude. That's fair. Well, Fictional, I'll amend that, okay? All right? I made that before he showed back up. Okay? Also, she'll break our toes with hammers, so we kind of have to say that. She threatens violence. Okay? Please don't threaten violence. So,
isn't she in Spain? I feel like
you
don't have anything to worry about there.
Oh, she's here. Uh-oh.
Ouch.
Uh-oh, this is getting awkward.
Ouch.
Hey, man, let's change the subject.
Hey, man, yo, what's up?
Hey,
who's going to win the Oscars?
Really? You want to talk about the Oscars?
Who's going to win? Is it going to be Black Panther?
No.
Which one?
I have an article about this.
Which one's going to win?
This one right here. It's the first time ever that the major guild winners went to different films. The Producers Guild went to Green Book. Directors Guild went to Roma. Screen Actors Guild went to Black Panther. Writers Guild went to 8th Grade. And American Cinema Editors went to Bohemian Rhapsody. It's the first time ever that...
I apparently don't know at...
Oh, we went over the things and we didn't know anything. I do think Roma is going to win everything.
No. I don't... What? Guilds determine what wins?
Like, the guilds have their own award shows. The Directors Guilds, the Screen Actors Guilds, the Producers Guilds, the Writers Guilds.
What?
Guild's a stupid word, by the way.
Fuck that, man.
Is Roma something to do with Rome? No, I think it's about spaghetti sauce, right? Isn't that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Roma?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think so. But
nailed it.
Yeah. So, I think that
was going to
win. I
watched the first 20 minutes of that.
Fictional. Shit. I didn't know Kay watched the show, okay? But fictional, your
spaghetti.
I'm just saying, you spent a lot of time yesterday organizing quotes, so...
You gotta touch my spaghetti?
So, I mean, Kay is always there, and you are a hard worker.
Come back to me when you want to do our show.
They're both the best.
Come back to me. I'll just be here.
Okay. Hi. Okay. What? Huh? Hey, man.
You done?
Can I propose something else real quick about our show?
What?
I want your honest opinion. Okay?
Like, I never give you that.
How would you feel about on Thursdays, instead of doing an hour-long show and then 2 hours of Colby Plays Games, to do a two-hour-long show and then 1 hour of Colby Plays Games?
I don't give a shit.
That's not helpful.
I'm here all the time anyways. Whatever I'm doing, it doesn't matter.
Well, I feel like, don't you feel like people aren't watching Koi Plays Games as much anymore?
It's probably because I've been playing the same
game. No, I think it's because we've run out of bad games. I think people are like Dark Souls like it. A guy who hops up the mountain in the cauldron. Let's watch that.
You could stop Koi Plays Games.
I just feel like when we watched Surgeon Simulator, no one was there, right?
That game also sucked.
Hand Simulator, no one was there.
That game also sucked. Both of those were the same thing.
Like, I know, but like I'm saying, dude. And I like Drunk Colby, and I feel like Drunk Colby is best Colby, and Thursday we get Drunk Colby, so we should maximize Drunk Content Colby, and then we only do an hour of games.
Nope.
Okay, all right, we'll keep 2 hours of Colby Plays Games then.
Yeah.
Just remember that he did that. Do it for an extra hour on Sunday instead. Get Colby to stay here for 3 hours. Colby, would you rather me stick a knife up your butt or you do a 3-hour show on Sunday?
Probably the knife.
That's what I thought. Yep. That's what I thought. So.
But, yeah, I had to think. It took me a second.
Yeah, but you still came up with the one that I, you know, Sam, you know, I feel like Colby's right.
What am I right about?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I just don't like that you're right, period.
The biggest knife. Fictional. The biggest one.
He wouldn't care. No matter the size of the knife, he would like it better. Mm-hmm. So yeah. But anyway, yeah. Stupid time zones. I know, Thursdays are tough, man. But just don't sleep. Problem solved. Just do cocaine. That's what Colby does. How's your foot, man? You're just staring at it down there. What's going on?
Well, my shoe's weird.
What do you mean?
There's little plastic things coming up.
Oh, is that not supposed to happen?
I mean, I don't know.
You don't know.
I hate these shoes.
What are those, the ones you got for Christmas, man?
No.
Then get rid of them.
They were expensive.
How much? 70?
Yeah.
Get rid of them.
No.
That's a cheap Nike. Get rid of it. Burn it.
No.
Let's burn it on the show, dude.
No.
It'll be fun to watch it burn.
No.
I've never burned a shoe. I bet it would be sweet.
It would smell
really like
bad.
Victory.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah.
It would smell like burnt plastic.
It would smell like burning shoe, dude. See? Man, this one's a live burning party.
No.
You okay, man?
I'm tired.
I can tell. Chuck some of that monster over there.
Get to chugging. Keep chugging. Okay. Thoughts on this?
That burned.
That means it's working. Oh, Nike self-lacing shoes? Is that what he's sending me? This is what he's sending me. I have an article about this right here.
Yeah, don't they break?
The Nike self-lacing sneakers turned to bricks after the faulty firmware update.
Yeah.
$350 self-lacing sneakers don't work with Nike's official Android app. They're experiencing technical difficulties in the wild world of connected footwear. The sneakers' latest line of company self-lacing shoes. Android users report that their new kicks aren't pairing with the app. Some customers report failed firmware updates for the shoes, which render them unable to pair with the app at all. User writes, the first software update for the shoe threw an error while updating, bricking the right shoe. App will only sync with the left shoe and then fails every time. Also, app says left shoe is already connected to another device whenever I reinstall and start over. My left shoe won't even reboot.
God.
You need to do a manual resuit of both shoes.
That we live in a world that they're just like, this shit doesn't work, but we're going to sell it for $350.
Yeah.
And then you're just going to have to live with it.
Yeah, no.
We don't test this shit at all. We make sure it works once, out the door, ready for sale, $1,000.
You don't think Nike gave them returns?
Of course they will, but suck my balls. If I'm paying $350 for goddamn self-tying shoes, I want them to work.
I do feel like the people who are rich enough to buy $350 shoes probably don't care enough about returning them, right? Mm. So Nike probably got them. They got their money.
I would burn them down.
Wait, the shoes?
Yeah.
Let's get back to burning shoes then, man. Come on. Let's burn these shoes right here. Let's burn them down.
They are Nikes, so it would show them something, but it wouldn't really show them anything because then I'd be without shoes.
It was a really bad update switch. An update broke the next update, and Nike didn't cash it in time. I feel like there should be a man who works at Nike who goes, I'm going to make sure this works with the shoes, and then tests it.
You make sure your shit works.
Like,
God, I hate motherfucking bitches that are just like, what? Wow. We didn't know
like
that this was going to happen.
Like, it must be great
like
to be.
Like Equifax, bringing that back up. Oh, we just left a big old crack in our security system to where all your information's just stolen now.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck people.
That was like 2 years ago, by the way.
Ah, yeah, it was. Still. My information were all being sold in Russia.
Oh, yeah, I don't care. They don't want anything to do
with
me.
They're going to fuck us all like at once.
Dude, the Russians just gave
They're going to find out everything about all the people's information they stole, and then they're going to burn their lives down all in one fell swoop. It will be the decimation
of Smaug. The Russians literally just gave me the ability to make my my GIFs in Adobe Media Encoder, so I'm on good terms with the Russians right now.
They did what now?
Adobe Media Encoder?
Yeah.
Came from Russia. Because all the stuff is in English and Russian. Nice people over there.
Huh?
What do you mean, huh?
It's an Adobe product. You're telling me Adobe Russia?
No.
Made Media
Encoder? I'm telling you that Adobe wants me, or you more, to spend how much is it a month?
$60.
Yeah, but Russia Adobe gives it to me for free. Indefinitely.
Oh, because it came from Russia?
Yes.
I gotcha.
Let's go with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get what
you're saying. So I'm on good terms with Russia right now.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's cool. And I think you'll be on good terms with Russia, too, when you save $60 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, Russia's got Halo Online, see?
Dude, Russia's got Dolph Lundgren.
I'm calling Adobe. Do it. You got to call the Russian Adobe, though.
Yvonne
Do you
Drago.
See this dot right
yes,
here?
It's a lens flare.
Can we try to fix this? It's really bugging me. Light.
Hold up.
Hold up. Is it actually a smudge?
Yeah.
No, I still see it.
Yeah, but it's still kind of there. Hold up.
Hold up. Oh, no, we're going to take off the wide thing? Oh, God, this is going to look so weird.
Nope. It's not coming off.
You can twist it off. I put it on there. It can't be that hard. Tom, stop touching me, Colby. There you go. This is going to look weird, chat. Hold on to it yourselves, all right? Oh, God.
I took off the wrong piece.
You did?
Yeah, because there's another piece that can come off, and then that's the actual camera. Yeah, I don't know how this thing got made.
Dude, it works great.
Yeah.
I have some cleaner, I think.
Yeah, I think I might have really scratched this.
You made it worse?
I think I did.
Dude, there's no way we're going to get another one of those. That camera's 100 years old. This is what I see every day before I put my glasses on. It's true. It's true. We could switch to this camera. Hey, what's up? Hey, how you doing? Go back to Colby touching you, though.
Yeah, because this bit is, like, hard on.
What did you do? Did you break it?
No. I mean, I can screw this back on.
You could stand up.
Could what?
Like, and give it some leverage.
No. This thing is on there, man.
You want me to get some pliers for you? You want me to get some pliers?
No.
I can get some pliers. What do you mean? We can't do a show blurry.
Well, I need the cleaner. Where's the cleaner?
I don't know. I thought I had it over here.
You want me to spit on the lens?
Dude, I don't care. Rub your butt hair on it if that cleans it. Just whatever, dude.
That was the dumbest way.
Why did you spit like that?
Well, I didn't want to hawk a loogie on it.
Just go, you know, like, what?
This is so dumb.
I just wanted to clean off one lens flare, man. That's all I wanted.
I think I got it.
That's all I wanted.
I got it.
Okay, all right. Oh, God. Okay, lens is coming back. We could officially be seen. Okay, we need to pan it up. A little bit more.
A little more?
A little bit more. Right there. That's good. Okay, now tilt it a little bit towards you. It's too much me right now. Too much me. Other way. That is the wrong way. We're going the opposite direction. That is way too much me.
I like that.
No, I don't. This is not what we want. People don't pay for this. Icy's upset. Pan back over.
Pretty sure that's good.
A little too much. Yeah, that's fine.
Nah, see, that's too much.
It's
me now.
Too much you, yeah. I mean, but now, no, we need to be able to see.
We're perfectly fine.
A half inch of the Destiny poster.
A half inch?
Yeah, we just need, like, the arrowhead. It's a little too much, but it's probably good enough. Because, see, you see, like, my whole body over here, but not your shoulder. I think it needs to go over a little bit more.
My fucking God.
A little bit more. Okay, that's good. It's perfect.
That's all it is. That's all that I'm doing.
That's perfect, man.
Yeah, see,
and
no
look,
more
no
smudge.
Lens flare, man. Look, yep. Your spit has my healing properties. Dude. The show has never looked better.
It's made
I'm going to have you come spit on everything I
there
want
was
clean.
A lot of shit on that lens. Because, like, I tried to adjust.
I've cleaned that pretty recently.
Apparently not.
I mean, I guess I cleaned. Well, by.
It looked like there was sauce of some sort.
Sauce?
Sauce. On, like, the edge of it.
I do like to put my spaghetti on it. So that could be the reason that it exists.
That was fun.
Oh, my God. How did I see that lens flick? I've been seeing it for literally 10 minutes, and it's been driving me nuts.
Yeah.
I know Colby saw it, too, and he was just waiting for me to say something about it.
I wasn't. I thought it was from the light.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was. But it wasn't. Now we look great, by the way.
Yeah,
we've never looked better.
Clear shit.
Yeah, because I have not cleaned that since I put up the camera, which was what? When did we switch to that camera? Like November, maybe? September?
Months ago, yeah.
October?
Probably.
But we don't ever touch it, so I feel like it shouldn't have gotten dirty, but...
I don't know. I blow my load.
Jeez. This escalated very quickly.
I don't know where that even come from.
I know where it comes from. You need me to draw a diagram?
All right, well, what I was going to say was that I blow all the smoke onto the lens, so maybe that creates some sort of film at some point.
It could be, yeah.
But then I went to go say I blow my, and then load came out.
You just decided.
I just went with it, because it was the first thing that came to my brain.
All right.
And I knew it was going to be shocking.
Menace's brother wants to know what our favorite plushies are of the bed. Mine is the Fat Pikachu. Because it is a testament to Americans and their fat shaming. This is pre-fat shamed Pikachu.
I really like the dirty yellow Angry Bird.
You like that one?
Yeah, it's real dirty. I like
it. Is dirty, like our lens. I also like the Hog and the Pachamari. I like those. Colby, I think, is covering those up technically, but they're back there. Yeah, see, there's the Hog. Yeah. I like those. But, yeah, I gotta say it's a fat Pikachu. I just feel like no one else has a fat Pikachu, you know? Like,
it's a pretty big fat Pikachu.
Dude, it is fat, dude.
It's fat.
He's fat. He's got fat. I like him. I like his energy back there. He's powering the show, you
know?
Yeah,
yeah.
He's back there.
He electrifies me.
I like him the best, and you know he is, because I put the ones in the middle that I think are the most important.
Oh, yeah.
And Colby has Spiritual's animal back there is Grumpy Cat, and mm-hmm. I feel like mine's the fat Pikachu, so we're next to each other on the bed in the middle during this show, and then when we switch to my show and we do this, like, I cover it now, but on my show you see Pikachu off of the side, so you see him on my show and on Colby's. So we're both there represented, you know. You know, so I think that makes sense.
Now, according to him, when his son comes over and sleeps,
yeah, I move him.
He moves all of them and then moves them all back.
Yeah, it's like a Hollywood set. I undress and dress the set every time I need to. Like, I can undo that and reset it back up in probably 3 minutes. I know exactly where they all go. So yeah, he's got his own Twitch.
That's too much work.
Yeah, but he doesn't use it.
I use it all the time, actually. All
right, well, then promote it.
It's twitch.tv/ninja.
Okay, that's what I thought, yeah. So go check that out.
I'm always over
and
there.
Sub to him, also. One of the best channels on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Streaming all the time, man. Did you know I played Apex Legends yesterday with my kid for what was really the first time?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I played 3 games with him a week or so ago, but I never found a gun, and we died, like, in the first 30 seconds of the game. But yesterday, I put in a good 3 or 4 hours of Apex with him.
Mm-hmm.
We won a game, dude.
Oh, shit.
Look at me. Apex Legends champion, dude.
Fucking those Battle Royale master over here,
yeah,
man.
Dude. I got him. So now I'm only going to play Apex from now on, dude.
Good.
Yeah. That's it.
It deserves to be a popular game because it looks good. It works good.
Yeah. It's pretty fun. I mean, it looks
like it moves real fast.
It does. It does move real fast, but I don't really. It's a battle royale. It's still just falling in, running around.
At
for
least
5 minutes.
Doesn't look like cartoons humping each other with
that's
gigantic
true.
Hammers
that's true. Hey, what's
something.
Up, Jenny? Yeah, it's just like I don't. All those battle royales. The biggest problem to me is that it's like 15 minutes of game for 30 seconds of action, and it's just.
It's not my
cup of tea, you know.
PUBG on mobile, and yeah, it's a lot of waiting around
right.
until somebody shows up, and then
right.
it's like, oh shit, kill.
Like,
kill.
It's all
oh,
just,
okay.
It's living off the tension that you're going to run into someone at any moment, mm-hmm. but like, I don't really feel like that tension.
No, man, I like Team Deathmatch.
I think because what it is I know I suck, so I know that if I run into someone, I'm going to lose. So I don't really have, like, that tension, because it's less about, dude, I can't wait to get my next fight and prove how good I am. It's more like, I'm just going to die when I see someone. I'm going to try to extend that length of time.
Yeah, see, and then also...
That doesn't sound that fun.
I like to die a lot, but then in dying a lot, I also take people with me in one single game.
You, like, throw a grenade down.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll get 30 kills in a team deathmatch, but probably have 19, 20,
yeah.
22
yeah.
deaths.
You get that positive KD, man, that's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
You get that 1.0 or better, you're fine, dude. You're fine.
Yeah, it's got to be Black Ops 2, what I said is my favorite.
Yeah.
Online multiplayer.
Yeah. Hey, Blair, thanks for the host. Yeah, man, I got to tell you, like, Jenny says that Apex of high mobility got grapples and zip lines. Dude, I play the character. He's a robot. He's Bastion from Overwatch.
Yeah.
And he shoots a grapple hook that's like his power. So much fun, dude.
Is it?
Yeah. You know that Just Cause game? Did you ever play? Did we play Koi Plays games? Mm. We never did. Well, it's the same type of idea. You have, like, this thing that you can zip to it, and it just pulls you. That's like, what he has. But, like, I feel like that's not fair, because, like, I was playing with my kid, and he's playing this character called Wraith, who's the Tracer of Apex, and, like, I was, like, zipping up to buildings, like, I wish I could do that. And I'm like, you can't, because I'm that character, you know? So,
just stealing it from him?
Well, no, it's like, he picks, like, it's random what order you pick in, so you could pick first, second, or third. But, like, he never played it. He light played it. He's just like, I wish that... It almost feels like that ability is too good, that all the other characters suck, no matter how good they're... Like, they're, one character could have instant kill, and it wouldn't be as good because you can't zip line up a mountain, you know?
I feel like
I would rather have insta-kill.
I would too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, shut up. Eat my butt. Got
eat
him.
My rump.
I got him.
Give
I
me
got
that
him,
rump.
So yeah, I won an Apex game, man. My kid was pumped. I mean, we got carried hard. Like, there was some guy, it was like Red Dirt YouTube was like his name, and he carried us hard. But I had a kill in it, man.
Because it's only 3v3, right?
Yeah. Well, and I think my favorite thing about Apex is that they're unapologetically not 100 people. Like, I feel like when you're a battle royale, you gotta be 100, but there's only 60 people on a map. Mm. And I'm just like, that's better.
Are the maps smaller?
I don't have any idea.
They look huge.
It feels bigger than Fortnite, but I don't know. Yeah. Shroud. Wow, dude. Of course you're a Shroud viewer, dude.
I don't view him live.
Of course you're a Shroud viewer. It's like, chat, we know. That's not surprising. That's all I'm saying.
What you want?
Nothing. Just continue. You watch Shroud play it.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Looks fun.
It's pretty fun. You want to get it, man? We can play together?
No.
Need it gets our squad going, man.
No, I don't even have a gaming system.
You have a PS4.
I don't have that.
You have a PS4.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's broken.
No, it works.
Too much pot smoke.
It works. Well, I bet Brittany, I bet Britt would love it.
Nah, I think she would.
I bet she would.
She would rage so hard because of how fast it moves.
I bet she would like that, dude. She loves to rage. She's like me. The rage powers her. Gets her through her day.
I don't think she enjoys it.
I think she
it's
loves
just
her
like
rage.
A byproduct.
I think she loves rage.
I don't know.
I think that she, if she doesn't love it now, she will grow to love it and embrace it as a part of her being. Like you have embraced the darkness inside you.
Hmm?
You know?
Oh, yeah.
You used to not like it, and now you've just embraced it.
No, I definitely always liked it.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
I think it's been years that I've been calling myself Satan, so.
Which is actually an insult to Satan.
Mm. That's real deep.
Yeah, I know, right? I know. Real dark. We get deep, deep in here, man. So, okay. What else do I want to talk about? That's it. So, Colby Plays Games isn't changing. Still 2 hours of games. I'm going to remind you of this when you're playing some stupid game on Thursday.
I don't care.
Well, you chose.
That's not choosing. That's refusing to choose.
You chose. You chose. You chose by not choosing.
I think I'm going to cut back on the drinking just a smidge.
No, you say that. You've said that 4 times now. Yeah. You're not going to do it.
Yeah.
You're not going to do it. But don't lie to yourself, man.
I don't want to be hung over on Fridays anymore.
Yeah, but you will be, so.
I mean, eventually probably, but like here in a little bit, maybe not, but.
I mean, I will support you if that's what you want, but I know that's not going to happen.
Probably just not going to do like liquor.
I mean, we agreed at the beginning of the year that we were not going to drink anymore, and then the first show at the beginning of the year, you came over with whiskey.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because that's less. That's you gotta when you're cutting, you gotta get in
here
with the least amount of calories for the amount of alcohol you're gonna get.
You know what the least amount of calories is? No alcohol at all.
Good point.
Yes. So that's. I mean, like I said, I will support you, but I don't believe you.
I still got a gut, man.
Yeah, dude, me too.
It's just a tiny little one now.
Not,
still,
mine is not.
It's still annoying.
Yeah, well, I like drunk Colby, so.
Everybody does, man.
Yeah, everyone loves drunk Colby.
Everybody does.
Yeah.
I'm more fun.
Well, it's not, I don't think you're more fun. I think you're more talkative.
That would be it.
It's like, if right now, I'm like, here's the thing. It's like, you know that show, you know the movie There Will Be Blood about the oil?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like half of the movie is them digging for oil, and they only find a little tiny bit. That's today's show.
Mm-hmm.
And then halfway through the movie, they strike oil, and oil is just bubbling over, and everyone's coated in oil, and they're all so happy because they struck oil. That was Thursday's show.
Well,
you're oil in this metaphor.
What does that say about you, then?
That I am the man who makes you eat milkshakes, whatever his name is, and you are oil, and I'm trying to mine for your goodness every week.
Where's your goodness?
It's I don't need goodness. I'm Daniel Day-Lewis. I'm always good.
I don't think you're always good. I mean, you're always good, but you're never great. How about that?
That's fine. I strive for a constant good.
You're setting yourself too low there.
Who's Dr. Nick? Are we supposed to know that?
I have no idea.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Nick's voice.
Some Canada TV show?
You know what Ball and Hobo still hasn't done? I'll give you one guess.
giving us information on his
truck. Yeah, I think this whole I want to sell my truck thing is a load of hooey, dude.
Yeah.
I don't think he actually wants to sell his truck.
The Simpsons.
I don't watch The Simpsons.
I don't either.
No, I have seen maybe...
Those yellow people freak me out.
I honestly don't know if I've ever seen one full episode of The Simpsons.
I've watched The Simpsons movie.
I watched that. I think we went together.
Spider Pig.
We went and saw it just because of that stupid Spider-Man, Spider Pig song.
Spider-Pig.
I remember the movie wasn't that good, right?
No.
It wasn't that funny, right?
The Simpsons is not that good.
I mean,
fight me.
I just don't haven't ever seen it. I don't know if it's good or bad. I've also never seen, I don't think, a full episode of Seinfeld.
I haven't either.
Yeah. I haven't ever seen a full episode of Friends.
I've seen every single episode of Friends.
See, you could have joined me 6 months ago, though.
Yes.
Yeah. What other famous sitcoms are there? Never seen Frasier, Cheers, Two and a Half Men, Will and Grace.
Never seen Two and a Half Men.
Not one frame.
How?
Not
it's
one frame,
on
dude.
TV.
Never. I don't watch TV.
You didn't used to watch TV?
No.
Because, I mean, I haven't seen it recently, but...
I always
used to see it on TV because it was on
I mean,
somewhere.
I might have seen, like, credits, like, right before 7 o'clock shows came on, you know? But I don't think I've ever seen it. So, Frasier is my hill to die. I mean, I'm just saying these shows are ones I've heard are good, and I've never seen them.
I've seen episodes of Frasier, and I wanted to stab myself.
I know he has
face.
A cute dog, right?
I think.
Yeah, I remember that. He's in Seattle.
He's also just really bland. And
He's the Beast. Remember, he's the Beast in the old X-Men movies, Kelsey Grammer?
Oh, yeah.
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 It's weird casting.
Yeah.
If I do say so myself.
Very odd.
Yeah.
Maybe he was the only one that would agree to be completely covered in blue fur.
I feel like they could have gotten anyone who wasn't famous to do that.
Probably.
I feel like Kelsey Grammer has enough money from Frasier that, like...
Maybe he wanted more.
Yeah.
Maybe he wanted more.
What other famous sitcoms are there that we haven't ever seen?
I think that's it, man.
Feel like there's more, right?
Big Bang Theory.
Never seen it. No.
Oh, I've seen episodes and I've wanted to snap.
Actually, I think I may have seen one episode because I think my parents had one on in the background one time when I was at their house. And I remember looking at it and being like, this is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
No. Definitely not Young Sheldon. No? I'm talking about older ones. Because like the newer ones aren't good, right?
Gilligan's
Island. I think I used to watch a lot of Happy Days and a lot of Gilligan's Island. Because, like, back when I was younger, those were, like, today's Two and a Half Men. You know, they were 20 years old.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm at the end of my life.
Brady Bunch.
Everybody
I watched a lot of Brady Bunch. No, I never saw that one.
I'm trying to think of black ones.
My
Wife and Kids. That one's a great one.
What about the Dudleys or whatever? Remember that one?
Nope.
Had Arsenio Hall in it.
Nope.
The logo was a manhole cover.
Dude, My Wife and Kids got me all
the Hughleys? Was
King,
it the Hughleys?
King and Queens? How about that one?
Nope. That's a good one, though. That's a good... Oh, Everybody Loves Raymond. I loved Everybody Loves Raymond.
I hated that.
See, I loved Everybody Loves Raymond. I thought that was... Really? You hate Ray Romano?
I hate Ray Romano and his weird voice where he talks like he's got something stuck in his throat. Oh!
Hey, speaking of
Ray!
Which... It's a great... Okay, you're doing his brother... I think right now. Right?
No.
You know, his brother's like this.
Yeah.
Right? Raymond.
I went to his comedy.
What's his name? The brother.
I forget. I literally went to
Brad Garrett. That's the guy.
Yeah. I went to his comedy.
Who? Brad Garrett's?
Yeah. He wasn't there, but it was his comedy room.
Wait, Brad Garrett is a big enough dude to have a comedy room that he doesn't need to show up for?
Comedy room in MGM Grand in Vegas. Yep. It was very small.
Dude, that Ray Romano money, I didn't realize it made everybody rich.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Would you just DM that to me in Discord? I'm going to lose that in chat, Ball and Hobo. Come on, man. Just copy-paste it. Thank you. Hurry it up.
He's like, fine, fuck it, here.
But that's what I wanted him to do. I wanted to make a jingle. Speaking of which, man, so you'd know this. Chat doesn't know this, but we've had a couple of Valentine's Day balloons in here like the past couple weeks because my son got Valentine's Day balloons.
Yeah.
And I deflated them and got rid of them today.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was doing so, I inhaled some of the helium.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never heard my voice on helium.
Was it fun?
It is incredible.
There's another
so
one.
So
right
I saved
there.
A balloon.
Oh, you want
to
do it?
Because I feel like the audience needs to hear it. And you need to hear it.
Yeah.
I sound like a cartoon character. Mm. And if there's enough left, I feel like you could do it too, right?
Yeah.
So what'd I do with my needle? Just safely on the bed.
Okay. Got a fucking needle.
Alright, man. So I'm gonna inhale some helium. I think there's gonna be enough in here for both of us.
I just That's hope the it hope. Pops in your hand.
These don't do that. I want to make sure I get enough, man.
That's not enough.
It's not enough?
You got to do more holes.
It's a lot of helium in my throat right now.
No.
Don't I... Like, I sound like I'm making a fake voice, but this is actually my voice on helium.
That's kind of...
A sound... Like, I sound like I could be like a chipmunk or something.
You got to... Yeah, you got to keep your breath in. And you can't let it out. Because once it leaves your lungs, it stops working. Because you could go higher.
That's exactly what I sound like. I sound like a South Park character. That's exactly what it is. I sound like a South Park character. That's exactly awesome.
Here, let me see it.
All right, here.
Where's this hole?
The holes are like, they're like right here-ish. Just squeeze it. Feel it on your face. They're like right towards the edge right there. And see, now my voice is getting back to normal.
I don't know where it went. I literally can't see any of them.
Right here. Holes. Right there. Underneath my thumb. I don't think I've ever heard you on helium either, man.
You haven't heard me on helium?
See, it sounds like we're doing funny voices.
I know. This is as high as it could go, apparently. This is what
do
I thought
more.
It would sound like.
Come on, man. Do some more.
Do some more.
Do some more. Squeeze
it
in there.
Still kind of in there, man.
I'm not 100%, but I think there's a limited supply of helium in the world. I've heard that. Inhale, man!
You gotta really inhale it, man, and then once it exhales, comes out your throat, then that's how it starts to sound.
But yeah, once
I'm sorry that I'm not a drug user like you, and I don't totally understand how to use helium at all times. Cartman. You fat ass.
Yeah, you gotta keep your breath in, and then...
You gotta, like, swallow it.
As the helium's leaving your lungs when you speak, that is what messes your vocal cords up. But yeah, I feel like you're not getting enough, because yours should be higher, that's what I'm saying.
All right, man.
You gotta hold it in your lungs.
I held it in for a super long. I held my breath as long as I could.
It's not about holding your breath. It's about exhaling it.
I held my breath so I wouldn't exhale and ruin the bit.
It's
Listen to me
right
yell.
Now.
I sound like a chipmunk.
I hear what you're saying. I think I might be purposefully pitching my voice up a little bit.
That's
too.
What I feel like in my brain. I feel like I'm making a fake voice, but I'm not. My voice is actually now it's coming back to normal. How weird is that, dude? That's just literally what we sound like, man.
Yeah, helium's fun.
Yeah, but I probably could do that voice without a helium.
I don't know if
but
I could.
Don't, I
mine
still,
sounds a little more weird.
Like, I still think it sound. I still hear a little bit of my own voice in this voice, which is just higher pitched.
That was fun.
There's a little bit left, dude.
Get it.
Think of something for me to say, man.
Oh my god, they killed Kenny. Take it all. Take it all in. Because I feel like you can get so much to where your voice
that
is.
That's the
right
highest
there.
I can get, I think.
That's it right there.
That's all my helium.
I inhaled as much as I could, and I feel a little lightheaded because I held my breath too long, but now I sound great. I still feel like I'm doing a fake voice, but this is still my voice.
Yeah, there's
but I do feel
it.
Like I could do this voice with my voice if I wanted to do this voice. How much would a woodchuck chuck a woodchuck could chuck wood? Oh, my God, they killed Kenny. I do sound like a it's, and then it's gone. That's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you know, that's enough. Yeah.
Right.
You got to eat it up, man. You got to eat it up.
He's doing drugs. Let's do drugs, man.
That's not against TOS, is it?
I don't think so.
Helium isn't harmful, right?
I'm pretty sure it is if you do too much of it, but...
We just did a whole balloon. Is that too much?
No. Like, I mean, like a...
You think that's how people... You think that's how people order a balloon or helium? How much helium you want, son?
The death amount.
I want two balloons, please.
No, it comes in like a fucking...
No, I mean, I'm like talking about like buying it on a street corner like it would be a controlled substance.
Oh, yeah, I want that helium, man.
Yeah, yeah. My friend said that the shortage is BS since there's so much helium out there in the universe and we would just start collecting it from space somehow. Is your friend Colby? Because that sounds like something Colby would say. We're just going to mine moons for it, dude. Yeah, like.
A helium shortage?
I mean, let's look it up, dude.
Can't you, like, create helium by mixing elements together? And...
Like, doesn't it sound stupid that you could create a nuclear bomb, but helium's out of reach?
Yeah, that's December 2000.
This is from Jan 8, 2019. This one right here.
What the fuck?
The helium shortage, party balloons, and a revolutionary energy source, all the perfect ingredients for
What does that even mean?
Let's skip to the part where it actually talks about it. Helium has more important applications than our domestic festivities. It's critical for some medical and laboratory applications, so I can't feel too hard done by when opting for boring old brown latex balloons instead. A little lightheaded maybe, but that's just going to be a head start. The first irony is that helium is very, very common. Our local star produces hundreds of millions of tons of it every second, and it's the second most abundant element in the universe. I hear you say, in the universe, but not around these parts. The stuff has been an unhelpful habit of rising through the atmosphere and escaping whenever given the chance. The second more serious irony is that the present shortage seems to be entirely manufactured. For decades, the only commercial source of helium has been a few boreholes in the USA.
What?
I want to rename our show to Borehole, please. The story goes that when early 20th century oil prospectors found no black gold but did discover huge quantities of gas surging from their boreholes, they thought that they were about to get rich. The only problem was that they couldn't get their mystery gas to burn. When its true identity and usefulness was realized in an area when airships seemed to be more promising technology, future mass production, increasingly deemed a strategic resource, the U.S. government effectively nationalized supply, leading, among other things, the Hindenburg disaster, denied access to helium's lifting gas for Zeppelins, blah, 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 blah. Demand for helium continues to rise, while alternatives are also becoming more popular. As a carrier in gas chromatography, hydrogen substitutes fairly easily... the cool superconducting magnets and NRI scanners and particle accelerators, where the new helium fields will certainly be discovered following the economic supply and demand and exploration. There's another source on the distant horizon. Helium is the main waste product of nuclear fusion. This product, so a power source, promises so much, even if promises are always for 40 years in the future. Happy fact makes me wish for commercial rival ever more than ever. That in fact. So it is. There is a shortage, but it's not short.
I don't know, man. I couldn't understand a word you were saying. Did you see Elon Musk on Meme Review, man?
Dude, I don't know, man. I'm more confused now about helium than I was before.
I know.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Did I see Elon Musk on Meme Review? I don't know what that is. I heard about it all over the internet. Everyone's like, Elon Musk doing Meme Review. I don't know what that means. What's that mean? What's Meme Review?
It's on PewDiePie's channel.
What's he, okay?
He just reviews the popular memes.
Wait, he gets paid money to look at memes?
That's basically all his channel is now, is looking at memes.
Why don't we do that?
Because then we're just copying them, and then thousands of other people. I'm pretty sure multiple other people have already done that before he started to do it, but then he made it popular.
I mean, there's a new meme right now going around on the front page of Reddit. Have you seen it? Mm-mm. The big fat lady walking in front of the camera?
No.
Like, this just broke, I think, today.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big fat lady that walks in front of the camera. Let me see if I can find some instances of it, and we can do our own meme review here, right?
Yeah, man.
This is how it works, right? Meme review?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see here. Let me see if I can find the original meme. Just scrolling through Reddit right now. High octane, dude. We're passing a lot. Wait, hold on. Okay, I am just totally ADD in this, but isn't this what Unofficial Tony P used to do? Just go to Reddit and look at memes?
And he stole it from PewDiePie.
That's what PewDiePie does?
Mm-hmm.
So Unofficial Tony P made himself look like PewDiePie and then did exactly what PewDiePie did?
Yeah.
I mean, I know chat was telling me that he was just stealing PewDiePie's look and content, but I didn't realize that he was
stealing PewDiePie's look and content? Yeah, no, he was. Uh-huh.
Okay.
A trendsetter? Yeah, no, he just kind of, he just stole somebody else's.
Did you see this? Did you see this Marcus Smart dunk, dude? Look at this thing. Or I guess it's a layup technically, but look at this thing, man. Look at that.
You like how smooth that is?
Dude, that isn't that smooth, dude?
Isn't that just so smooth?
That's so smooth, man. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that, man.
Speed ramp it.
Really, it's really good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Tony P is a trendsetter? Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, 100%. This is why I can't show it on screen when I'm just scrolling by the way. Just,
Probably smart.
Just some boobs. How have I not, I've seen a lot of these when I looked at Reddit and in between. Okay, here we go. Okay. Here is the meme on a green screen. So you could take the meme and put it in front of other things, okay? So, people are taking this meme and they're just putting it in front of, oh, look at this building falling down. Okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's all it is?
Yeah, but there's a ton of them going around now.
Jesus.
Let me see if I can find some examples of it in use.
No, now there's a lot of... All I'm seeing, because I follow PewDiePie subreddit.
What about this cake?
Is he in the hot tub?
It's Shrek in a mud bath, but they made it into a chocolate mousse cake, dude.
Wow.
Dude, can we just do this for 2 hours? This seems way easier than doing a show.
I mean, yeah, that's why he started to do it.
This seems way easier than doing any type of content.
Anywho, Elon Musk and Justin Roiland, the guy from Rick and Morty,
yeah,
they both were in a room and reviewed memes that then they sent to PewDiePie. He put at the end of his video, uploaded to his channel.
Okay.
And then...
So PewDiePie's not even in it?
He's in the first part of the video.
Like he introduces
yeah,
it.
No. Mm-hmm. And then he also did the same thing with Ben Shapiro. You know who that is?
That's the guy that's the Change My Mind guy.
No.
Oh.
But he's in that same range. Yeah, he's a right-winger.
Who's the Change Your Mind guy?
That's Steven Crowder.
God, they all look exactly the same.
They're all white men, yeah.
Yeah, with the same haircut.
I mean, Ben Shapiro's a Jew.
And okay.
And wears a yarmulke, all the time.
Did he do it on the meme review?
I'm sure he did. He's literally never not wearing a yarmulke. Anywho, Elon Musk was on there.
Jews don't wear yarmulkes all the time, right?
So there's this meme. It's a picture of a dead deer in a pool.
Okay.
On the bottom of the pool, dead because it drowned.
Okay. That sounds very sad.
The title of it is, "My Dolphin is Broke."
Okay.
That he died laughing at that
That's
meme.
That's pretty funny.
And
yeah.
So now there's a whole bunch of memes about him laughing at dead deer.
Did you know I got memed the other day?
No.
Have you seen that, the meme of the girl, the rabbit in The Last of Us walks up, and she's like, it's the cutest thing I've ever seen, and then it's killed by the arrow.
Yes.
She goes like that. I got memed the other day. Look at this, man. Look at this. I got memed. This is me right here. I got memed, dude.
John Ralphio? What are you talking about, Menace?
And be very happy.
That's the cutest fucking thing.
What you looking at?
And this is what? Is that Anthem?
That's Anthem, yeah. I killed the rabbit.
That's hilarious.
It was looking at me funny, dude. Am I showing Colby that Tyler 1 clip? I don't think so. I don't have it bookmarked on here, though. If you don't want to participate in the group act. Yeah, I've shown you that. If you don't want to participate in the group activity, then leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've shown him that. And then the one where he spills his food. Those are both one of my favorite clips. I don't watch any of his content except those two clips. I haven't found one use of that. That meme, by the way, is because I want it.
Yeah, see, now, however, in this meme review... A
lot of porn, though.
It is not... What the fuck?
Sometimes you just gotta keep scrolling,
what
you know?
What the fuck?
Sometimes you just gotta keep scrolling, you know? It's just... Can't really know what you're looking at here. The audio listeners, thank God you didn't see that. Okay? Just thank the Lord above that you didn't see whatever we all just saw. Because I wish we didn't see it. Okay, I'm just going to go to memes. Because I'm telling you... I'm memes. Because I'm telling you, it's taken over the internet, man.
It's taking over
It's
the
taking
internet.
Over...
Because I haven't seen one thing. The only thing I've seen is PETA taking over
I'm telling
over
you,
internet.
It started this morning. We're right on top of the memes. This is the hippest our show's ever been, except I didn't save it, because we don't ever talk about memes on this show.
No, we don't.
But we're going to now.
So we can't kill it.
We're going to talk about memes now, dude.
I haven't seen it happen once.
If I go to dank memes, it's going to be on there. Because it's
memes?
Dank, right? It's dank. Hey, what's up, Gajan? I haven't seen you in forever. Here's one right here. Here's one right here, dude. See?
That's so dumb.
That's it right there.
That's so fucking dumb, man. Why?
See?
Was it from a video where she walked in front of something important?
I think
important
so.
Happening?
Yeah, I think it's I think its original video is a diving like contest.
Uh-huh.
Like someone is diving and that lady walks right in front during the dive. But I saw another one this morning of a building falling down. The lady walked in front of it, and now there's a green screen, version of it. So now I can put it in front of anything. See, Gaging knows. Gaging does. Yeah, it's a woman jumping in the pool. See?
The internet is so stupid.
Isn't it the worst, dude?
It is so
original,
dumb.
I think. Okay, yeah. So this is literally... This is posted 7 hours ago to Reddit. So this is the one I thought was the original as well. Okay, so a man is standing on a diving board. I mean, it's just... That's just perfect. So see, like that is now.
I just can't believe
that is now a meme, dude.
Fucking start, man! Like that's crazy.
Yeah, dude, it's so stupid, but it works. Yeah, so that's what we're gonna do now. We're just gonna talk about memes, right?
It's kind of edited in his version of it, so we skip over the boring looking around parts. But
well, see, I think that our show would work great for that because we make boring stuff interesting, and then we can make interesting stuff more interesting.
I gotcha.
So we could do what Pewds does. Is that what you call them? The cool kids, they call them Pewds, right?
Call them Pi.
They don't call... No one calls
call
him Pi.
Yeah, man.
No one calls him Pi. You're trying to get
pie.
Me to call him Pi, so later on when you're not here, I'll be like, hey, you guys watch that new video from Pi, and everyone's going to laugh at me because no one calls him Pi. I know what you're trying
who
to do. You ain't going to galaxy brain me into this, man. It's Pewds.
It is Pewds.
Okay, thank you for not lying.
And it's also Pi.
So should I check out his meme review?
I mean, you can if you want to steal his content, sure.
I mean, don't you think we should? Don't you think we should steal his content, man?
Aye.
Don't you think we should steal it? I mean, it's definitely worth getting, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought so. Let's see. Where's I guess it's probably not on this channel, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. I can't.
I'm trying to find the best Pewds video for us to look at. Let's see here.
Oh, there it is. It's right in that area.
Yeah, it's going to be in here.
It's up. It's up. No, up.
That's Pewds right there, right?
There's the Twitter one or the spooky one.
So Reddit review right here. Let's do this one, man. Let's do this one. This is a good one. This is the best Pewds content I've seen, right? All right, let's check this out, dude.
Now, I don't know if you guys know this about me.
Does PewDiePie do this a lot?
I'm very... You're badass. So,
what's happening?
You're about to see...
Have you ever seen this?
...is hashtag
yes.
Relatable to me. You see this? Yeah. I work out because I'm very bad ass. I've never been so angry in my life. I've been portrayed as the biggest And in my eyes, I've done nothing wrong. I wish I had my baseball bat. And
why is he talking like this?
Mother effers in front of me.
I think he's on the subreddit. I am very badass.
All in love. I don't think when someone insults me.
I just skipped a minute and a half in, and he's still doing
insults.
It.
Nice try, though. Honey Boo Boo, don't play that shiz. Hell no. I don't get sad when you say mean things to me on the internet like that I have a tiny penis.
What noise?
I didn't hear anything.
I didn't even.
Does it hurt?
I want to apologize to my audience because I thought that was going to be a funny joke because we'd be like, here's PewDiePie, and then that just happened, which needs to be sent to a psychiatrist.
Yeah. That's not necessarily what Pewds does.
I don't think it is, no. I don't feel like if that was Pewds it would
no, like the
get
meme
a lot of clicks.
Meme review is, you know, him reviewing memes and giving them a grade.
Should we see? Here's the problem. Like, Fictional accepted the apology, but if I play the next one, that's on me. But I feel like we should give it a click, right?
I could use one.
You say 2 minutes, Menace? That was less than 1 minute. It really was. Let's see how this one goes.
You're hot and spicy memes here.
Hit the table.
Attempting a conversation with basically anyone.
Is this Pewds?
Me?
No.
My crippling social anxiety. A new Garfield piece by Will Burke.
But
I'm just trying to get likes of video.
Hashtag relatable.
See, he's not Pewds in there. This is pre-Pewds,
yeah,
man.
That's before he dyed his hair.
Yeah.
And then he dyed his hair and then stopped doing it.
Yeah.
If you're not at least.
Like, we watched.
The big heart one.
This one?
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Let's check this one out. This is an unofficial Tony P review. Episode. Oh, that's like Pewds' jacket. I've seen him wear a black jacket like that, right?
No, that's just his very bad jacket.
How are you sleepy during this content, man? It's so high octane.
I don't know, man.
Become the funniest, most amazing thing to the point where I have currently created a Tinder and I have tried everything that has been shown to me on Tinder. It doesn't work. Ever. And if these ever work for any of these people, kudos to them. Sit on my face. I will kill you. Sorry, that was my cat. Your cat? Really? Yeah, sorry, he's a raunchy little guy. You're a bad liar. Aw, oh, shit.
I can't believe he stopped making those.
I mean, this is also why editing your own videos is a bad idea.
Why?
Because you're like, that's really funny.
Yeah, but...
And to anyone, anyone else, that would have got cut.
I don't... No, I think what you mean to say, this is why him editing his own videos.
No, I think...
Because I'm pretty sure Pewds edited his old videos for a while, and they were just fine.
He hasn't edited his own videos.
Well, yeah, but
he
had to work to get to the money to hire an editor.
Yeah, but he also didn't do meme review back when he didn't have an editor.
That's because he had to try back then.
No, he was just playing games back then.
Wait, he started playing games?
He was a gamer.
What?
Yeah, that's how he got big.
Really?
He was one of the first people to put up him playing games on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You could thank him for Twitch even being a fucking thing.
No, I thank Justin.
Justin who?
Justin.
Who's Justin?
The guy who made Justin TV.
Who's that?
He's the guy who used to just live stream his life.
No, because Twitch is gaming.
Oh, yeah.
So it got inspired by people uploading their own content.
This is what happened. Here's what happened. This is the actual truth, okay?
I mean, he's probably not the first.
And it's a metaphor for my life, okay? Justin TV started. It was this guy named Justin who lived in San Francisco. And he strapped a bunch of cameras to his body, and he live-streamed his entire life for, like, a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And based off the money and the publicity he got for live-streaming his life like a dullard, okay, which is something I would do, he made his own site called Justin TV where he let other people stream their lives.
Mm-hmm.
That lasted for a year or so, and then he added categories like music and games. Well, shocker, no one just wants to watch people live their life. So the gaming channel is the one that took off, and that's what eventually became Twitch. So that's what happened. Mm-hmm. So we can thank PewDiePie for people liking to watch games.
That.
Even though I personally would much rather watch a man just sit and type. That sounds way more entertaining.
Why?
I don't know. I'm a voyeur, I guess. I don't know.
Just sit and type?
Yeah, I just want to watch what you're doing, dude. I'd be great in the NSA. I'd be such a great spy.
That's crazy.
Just waiting for one butt cheek to fall out or something, man.
I would
just
hate
never
it.
Know.
Yeah, don't ever become part of the NSA.
Why?
I don't want you to know what I'm doing.
I
want to
know what you're doing more than anyone else.
I would disconnect.
You can.
I would.
You can't disconnect the NSA. We got drones, dude.
I'd disconnect as much as I could.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't. It wouldn't be enough
because
I got a camera in your toilet right now, dude.
No, you don't.
I do. Mm. You're going to go home and you're going to check.
I'm definitely not going to check.
You should. No. You should probably check your toilet. No. You just never know what's hiding in there, man.
That's okay.
It's my camera.
I'm going to shit on your camera.
You have before?
Yeah.
And I persevered.
That's okay.
I didn't know that about PewDiePie. Should we sub to PewDiePie, man?
Sure.
Is he still battling T-Series?
No, I think he lost.
Oh, really?
Pretty sure he lost. Yeah, he lost.
No, he's still winning right now, man. According to this, he's up by... What's that difference? 130,000. It's pretty tough,
dude. I think
he
dipped below, but he must have gotten back
so
up.
So you think they've passed him, but then he repassed him?
Yeah.
It says Pewd right on his banner, dude. I can't believe you tried to get me to say pie. You would have been so happy with yourself if you would have got that, wouldn't you?
It would have been funny.
Would it have been?
I mean, people do call him pie, but it's mainly Pewds.
I don't think that people call him pie, dude.
Some dumb people call him pie.
Yeah, so that's what you tried to get me to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's mean, dude. I'm not dumb. You're dumb.
You suck.
So should we go sub to PewDiePie then?
Go for it, man. This dude's gotten...
Join
kicked.
Our official PewDiePie versus T-Series Discord server.
Cool.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, man, it's just amazing to me.
Wow.
That there's an entire thing based around PewDiePie's just losing to T-Series.
Yeah, man, it's a big deal.
Is it?
It's a big
deal. Is it a big deal?
It's a big deal.
Is it?
People are making it a big deal when it's really not a big deal.
Are you going to go see Captain Marvel the day it comes out, man?
Day? No.
I already got tickets. I went and bought them today, man.
The day of?
Got tickets for Friday night, man. Going to go see it.
I mean, I'll try and probably go that Saturday.
Okay.
Maybe.
As well, I'll spoil it to you, you know.
That's fine.
It's the two biggest channels on YouTube. I just don't care about YouTube.
She dies, right, in the movie? She's going to die?
I don't think so, because she's in Infinity War or whatever.
Sure she's going to die.
I don't think so. I think the cat's going to die. And I think Samuel L. Jackson's going to lose his eye, Rap God. That's what
you
I think.
Think?
I do think. I do think that.
You think.
I don't care at all about people on YouTube, because I'm so mad at YouTube that I try to not think about it. Because I'm still mad that they block our videos all the time.
Yeah, man.
They're so
is every other YouTuber.
They yeah, I know. I just don't even pay attention. My view matters.
Your
what did you do?
I don't know.
You messed up your pants. Okay, you fixed it. Don't know what Colby is playing with his pants over there.
I'm magic over here.
He's playing with your pants. Why do your videos get blocked? Because we play music or watch trailers.
Yeah, it's not for use at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not at all, man.
So that's why we used to put up everything we did on YouTube and Twitch.
Yeah.
But then YouTube would block 50, probably they would block 2 out of 5 videos we put up. And so I just stopped putting them up on YouTube because it was making me too angry. So now we just do Twitch videos. All of our videos are up on Twitch. And I think we stopped like over a year ago putting them on YouTube. So
it's been a long time.
It's been a while. Yeah, it has been. It has. Hey, you want to watch some stuff about movies so we don't have to talk anymore?
Sure.
Okay, we've got two things that we could talk about. Okay? We've got this one. Alfonso Cuarón shooting Roma's beach scene in one take behind the scenes.
Okay.
Or we've got mountain climber Alex Honnold, you know, the guy who climbed that big mountain in Yosemite. Free.
Yeah. Huh.
He critiques climbing scenes.
I've seen that video.
From. You've seen this video.
I've seen that exact video.
Is it good?
Nope. Play the fucking Roma scene, man. Let's go.
I hate you so much. Why do we do this show?
I don't know.
I know why you do it.
Why?
So you can come over here and needle me for 2 hours.
That's the only reason why I do this.
Why do I do it?
I don't know.
I don't need this. I don't need to be needled for 2 hours. I just want to share something with my best friend. You know what happens? I saw that and it sucked.
Get good.
You don't even know what that means. You can't use get good.
It means get good.
You don't know what it means.
Exactly.
Stop saying
what
it.
The fuck it means.
Okay, so I guess technically this has spoilers for Roma.
Who cares?
Yeah. So many people are there.
That scene is actually taken out of my own memory.
I don't care about your memory. Show us the cameras, dude.
The real life Cleo actually saved my sister and myself from the waves, and she doesn't know how to swim.
So it's just a big, long dolly tracking shot, and they put, like, a dock in the ocean.
Is that what you think?
Yeah. Once that I started going through the process, I understood that it could not be.
No, we should maybe, for context, like, the reason we're even checking this out is because Alfonso Cuarón is, like, amazing at his one-shot things. Like, Children of Men, he's got, like, this long shot around this car that's, like, incredibly technical. The way that he shot everything that's happening inside the car and the action happening inside and outside it. And then he's got this take that, like, happens through this, like, war-torn city where there's tanks rolling up and machine guns happening and blood splatter on the lens and stuff. And he's known for his long takes. Like, I think Gravity has a bunch of them, too. But in Gravity, in my opinion, it's less impressive because it's 80% green screen.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's 99%.
Right. So we pulled this one up because I've never seen Roma, but I assume it's going to be crazy.
At the past from the standpoint,
but if Colby called in, that's all it is, I'm gonna be disappointed.
From my understanding nowadays, in a contemporary black and white, a black and white that is 65 millimeters, that is pristine. No,
I don't care about black and white.
It's digital.
In fact, I hate black.
First,
and white.
It was about putting all the stuff in paper, in a very kind of almost free association kind of way without.
Where do we get to? And then see, oh, here he's talking about the car scene.
So much of your work. You capture moments in long takes, or at least presented as oneers, particularly in this movie, and this is an example. Tell me about that, with that particular shot.
Well, the principle probably is the same. Is in the thing in which you want to keep a...
It's too much interview, man.
...time and space, and honor the notion of real time. That you can do by cuts, and filmmakers don't.
There's too much talking.
But also the thing of allowing the characters to flow in that space. What we manipulated was an element.
Yeah, you're right. It's just a track on a dock.
Of the timing into the whole flow of the scene. And also, we manipulated a
this
little
video
bit.
Sucks! The song.
I was going to say, let's actually just watch the whole beach scene and then see, like, this mastery at work. So you just search beach scene in Roma.
I don't know why I keep that tab open. We ain't going to watch
it. We can watch it, man. Nope. I can tell you what he's about to say for every single one.
Nope. Does it say right here?
Yeah.
This is only 45 seconds.
I think this
is probably the end of it. You know what we can do?
What the fuck does that even mean?
Let's do this. Isn't it a Netflix movie?
Yes.
Let's
just. I don't know where in Netflix it is.
Well, I mean, it can't be that hard to find, right?
Or not in that. Sorry, in the movie. I don't know where in the movie
it can't
be
that hard to find, right?
Are you sure?
Yeah. Right?
Sure. Type that password, man.
Crap.
You're not typing that password right, man. I think you
nailed
messed
it.
Up.
I nailed it, dude.
You got it.
I nailed it.
Okay, Roma. You got it. You could just search, you know. Searching would probably be
in
faster.
October 1989.
Oh, in October 1989.
In October, there was some stuff.
There was.
Okay. Why are there no thumbnails? Here we go, thumbnail. Okay, so here's the beach scene.
Yep, there it is.
Dude, look at that giant crab. Did you see that giant crab?
I did not.
That was a giant crab.
Okay, so this is all one take?
Maybe.
There better not be graphic nudity in this scene, right? We're going to be safe, right?
I'm sure there's not.
I'm sure we're fine, right?
This is, however, the majority
this right
of
here,
so far.
It's just, this is just water. Can we do something else? I mean, this is like the end of the movie, basically, isn't it? Okay, guys, I'm gonna be honest. I just went through the thumbnails. It's literally them playing on the beach, and then she rocks out into the water and grabs a kid, and she comes back to the beach, and then they all just hug. That's all that shot is. It's not impressive. I'm mad.
So, yeah, it's more impressive on the actors.
Yes.
That
yeah,
they
it's not.
Get
it's
it
not
in one take.
Right, especially since there's children involved
like
and whatever.
Everyone can just press record on a goddamn camera.
Right, and move it, and then move it. And you know what really should get credit? The ocean for being so cooperative.
Truth.
Oh my god, dude. I've never been more disappointed since Dunkirk.
Yeah, that movie.
Right there, man.
I don't know what to that movie, man.
The first
20 minutes were boring as shit.
Oh, did you try to watch it?
Yeah. I've watched the first 20 minutes, and I was like...
What happened to the first 20 minutes?
They showed two ladies cleaning out a house for a Mexican family.
That's it?
That's it.
First 20 minutes?
First 20 minutes. Was her cleaning, the dad getting home, them eating, them going to bed, them closing down the house, and then walking over to the same building to their really shitty house, and then they started to exercise.
Okay.
By standing and... Like, sitting and then standing and then sitting.
Okay.
Then I exited out. It's like, this is fucking horrible.
I mean, I love that director, dude.
I don't know why he does real dumb stuff, though.
Well, that's the first one he did that was dumb, right?
I think
you know what it is?
Dumb.
Directors need to stop doing passion projects.
Yeah.
They gotta stop. Like, he did Children of Men. Great. Gravity, I liked it. I don't remember it being that bad. I mean,
it was
remember-
fine. It was just, yeah, it's just so...
I don't remember.
Clearly, completely fake. The entire thing.
Right.
Not just parts. The entire thing.
Right.
Fake as shit.
Right. But it was okay. It was a good movie.
Dude, she space hops to three different fucking spacecraft. No.
Why
you know
not?
How big the Earth is? They're not just going to be within eyesight over there.
The movie's not based in science, because in that movie, the Earth is round when it's clearly not.
Great point.
So... We can't just throw science at it.
Real quick, speaking of that, you know Logan Paul's doing a documentary about fake earthers? Flat earthers?
Is he on the side of round earth?
I think he starts off on the side of round earth, and then at the end of the video, he's like, oh, I don't know, man, you gotta watch it to find out. Yeah. Only reason I know this is because this special effects YouTube channel that I watch did the title sequence for it. And he came by and was like, hey, man, I like what you guys do. Could you make me a title sequence for Flat Earth?
What?
And all these dudes were like, yeah.
What movie, Paul and Hobo? Which one happened? My wife and I just liked Bad Time at the LRL. It was meh. We watched Bohemian Rhapsody, and it was awesome. We watched White Boy Rick. It was meh. The Oscars are tonight, man.
Yeah. Guess who's not watching?
Back to Logan Paul, dude. I don't know if it's brilliant. But, like, I feel like if we're making a documentary about flat earthers, but you got to watch the end to see what conclusion we come to, people would be like, we're not buying it. We know that they're going to say the earth is round.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can't, with honesty, say that Logan Paul may think the earth is round by the end of the documentary.
No.
And he knows that, which is how he can use it as clickbait.
Yeah.
So is that brilliance?
9 years old.
Is he brilliant? To know that he's an idiot?
Yeah, well, yes.
Is he playing 4D chess?
He knows what he's doing because he wants to get money.
He's playing 4D chess, isn't he?
He's also a piece of shit idiot for being that dumb on purpose.
Okay.
That's my take.
Because he's taking advantage of children, or?
Yes, and because it's just kind of cheap, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Like, because he could try to be funny and like,
right.
do actual comedy, but no, he decides to do the dumbest and stupidest things possible for the shock value.
Okay.
And then sells it to children as, this is fun and cool.
I mean, I did watch him on Twitch once, and he was breaking plates on a wall.
Yeah, no, the Paul brothers are real, real scumbaggy people.
Yeah, they got a lot of money, man.
They do.
Yeah. Would you be a scumbag for money?
I mean, clearly not, because I'm not.
Yeah, but you're also not making any money.
Yeah.
But if you could, would you?
No, I mean, I can right now.
No, you couldn't. How could you do it?
Could go out and start.
What's your scumbag idea, man?
I'd set people's groceries on fire.
Dude, that's a great idea, dude.
Just random.
I feel like you'd get arrested for that, though. Doesn't your stuff have to be not arrestable?
No, because Logan Paul doesn't get caught.
But you're going
to
put it on YouTube. It's.
And?
They're going to know who you are. They're going to find you.
Nah, it's under a name.
What's your name?
El Chapo.
El Chapo. It's like the guy who cuts off people's heads in Mexico, but you're lighting groceries on fire instead. El Grocery.
Yep. That's it.
Chuck Hardwood, a.k.a. El Chapo.
Yep, that's my plan.
Robbing liquor stores, punching old ladies.
Where did that come from? That's... I don't punch people.
Oh, but you are going to rob old liquor stores, though? Stop it. Just let me fix it. Why do you hate me, man?
Because I do.
Why?
Because.
So mean.
Because.
Okay, so we are...
I do, man.
We're an hour and 35 minutes into the show, and it is time for my weekly, please, for the love of God, would someone cheer? So we can fill up that bar up there.
You don't have to, though.
No, you don't, but please, would you? Hey, Bad Juju, what's up, man? Like, we just need five. Just 5 bits. Watch one ad. Give us 5 bits. Then you can get the big D in the Discord. It's not blank up
there.
What
if I did it for my own show? Would I get the big D?
Like, if you cheered right now, yeah, I'd give you the big D.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. Not worth it.
Do I have bits? Let me see if I have bits. Maybe I'll be the big D.
Hey, man, I watched a little bit of that Overlord movie. It was really bad. It was really, really bad.
I don't know how many bits I have.
The acting was terrible. And really boring.
Purchase 5 more bits to cheer. I literally don't have bits. So, hey, Kay, thank you. Thank you for the 5 bits.
You the big D.
Coming to our
big
our
side. D.
Desperation. Thank
Ugh,
you. Thank
fuck,
you, Kay.
Man.
I feel better now. Now, what'd you say? Because I wasn't listening to you.
I watched a little bit of Overlord. It was bad.
Oh, that's that one with J.J. Abrams or whatever?
Yeah, that one. It was really bad.
All right. Very descriptive, man. I want to thank you for telling me about it.
Anytime. I said the acting was bad.
What are you doing over there?
I'm playing with something.
What is that? You're like a toddler.
Yes.
What is it?
Entertain me.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Why do I have to entertain you?
Because.
We're supposed to be entertaining them.
No, you entertain me.
It's got your. It says Seth and Colby.
It should say Seth.
I don't know why I expected something to follow that.
I was thinking of something to follow it, and I'm like, well, I don't have to.
Yeah, it just said. That's all it says. You're right. Yep. You got me, man.
I'm not entertaining. I don't got any entertaining stories. There once was a man from Peru.
Okay.
Who lived with his children in a shoe.
Okay. What kind of shoe?
It was a plump little tucket who sat on a Muppet.
What?
And now he is filled with glue.
He didn't answer any of my questions about the shoe, though.
You don't need to know about the
Why not?
Shoe.
I want to know. Man's living in a shoe?
No, yeah.
With his children?
Yeah.
Or like, is his wife?
It was a fairy tale. It was a folk tale.
I thought you were telling me about someone you actually knew who lived in Peru in a shoe.
No.
Rap God.
Rap God? Yeah. You're welcome for the lyrics, Rap God.
I threw new in there.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
You didn't say new.
I didn't hear you say new
You
either.
Said there's once a man from Peru, and I said I didn't know you knew a man from Peru who lived in a shoe, Rap God. Yeah, I gotcha. I threw an extra rhyme on there. Colby seems extra chill, like the dude's about to take it out. I can't tell you, Ball and Hobo, he's playing with beads right now.
I am.
Like, I don't even know where these came from.
They're from minus.
I want to get off the show.
I want to get off the show, man. I was talking to Britt because we literally went to go put my car in the shop right before this.
Oh, yeah? Is she going to have to come get you?
No, I have my car back. They call. Well, I was going to leave it.
Wait, what? I thought you went and took the car right before the show.
What?
Are you having a stroke? What is happening?
I took my car to get its oil changed.
Uh-huh.
At probably 12:41.
Okay.
And so I was
12:41.
12:40 to 1.
2:1. Okay, okay. In between that. All right. All
right. So I was planning on leaving it the entire show and then coming to get it. She was going to drop me off here.
Okay.
And then going to get it after.
Okay.
They called at like 12. No. 1:20.
Okay.
They were like, it's done.
Okay.
I was like, okay, well, I'm going to go pick it up.
That was fast.
And yeah, so I went, picked it up, came over here. That's what these beads are from. It's from around my goddamn keys because they had to take my keys. What was my point in even telling you this? Oh, yeah. I went on our way to go take my car in. We were supposed to go over to my grandparents' house tonight.
Okay.
I was like, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I either want to go home and do nothing or go to the gym. One of the two.
Okay.
And now I'm feeling the nothing part.
You could do both.
I'm going to do nothing.
Okay.
I'm going to go home and nap. Like, immediately. I'm tired as fuck.
Why are you so tired?
I drank too much wine last night, man. I drank an entire bottle of wine.
Ugh. What bottle? It wasn't a huge Sutter Home one, was it?
Yeah, it was a huge Sutter
Home. You drank a whole Sutter Home?
Yes.
That's not good for you, man.
I lived in like 2 hours.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude.
I did the same thing Friday night, but it was over the course of 7 hours. This one was over the course of 2.
Didn't you go out last night?
One and a half. I went over to Lizzie's.
Did you drink the Sutter Home there?
Yeah.
Okay, so you took a giant bottle of wine over to a friend's house. You chugged you pounded the wine in 2 hours, and then you came home and went to bed?
No, I didn't go to bed. Britt went to bed. I stayed up drawing Captain Marvel.
I know, Functional. That's exactly what I'm saying, dude. It's like, see? What did you say about Captain Marvel?
I started to draw her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No need to be so aggressive.
There is, because you're dumb and you can't hear me.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm speaking into a microphone.
A ball and hobo literally says, ears. Eyes half open, trouble forming sentences.
I can speak.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I never said well or accurately. I can, though.
The ability to speak does not make you intelligent. Now get out of here.
The fuck, random episode.
Dude, I can quote episode one like that, man. I saw it so much. Thanks. Thanks for the beads, man.
Yeah. I have to stop playing with them. Now you're playing with it.
Yeah. Now you host.
No.
Yeah.
I just was hosting. I'll throw this at you. You want that to happen?
What? Is there liquid in it?
No.
Then no.
Then you don't. Wait. No, do you not care if I throw it at you then?
No, I only want you to throw it at me if the monster will hit my face.
Oh, I gotcha.
And I can drink it.
Little tiny
bit. It's not enough.
Okay.
It's not going to fly into my mouth.
Yeah, there was like one drop.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quality entertainment, Ballin. I will come and break your truck.
Well, are you going to break it? Which one are you going to start with?
Huh?
What are you going to start with?
A big old metal rod.
And what are you going to do with the rod, dude?
I'm going to start beating it with the rod.
Okay, here's his truck. Can you work with this image at all?
No.
I mean, he looked like he leaned out the side of his window.
He did.
And took a picture of it in the driveway.
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't even take like a picture of it outside?
No.
He doesn't want us to sell this truck.
No, he
doesn't. He does not. The 2013 Dodge Ram Sport. Just over 140,000 miles. Okay, Ballin, that's a lot of miles. Like 140,000 miles.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Like you don't just say just over 140,000 miles.
Yeah,
you don't. So you could be like just over
$1,000.
Right. Like you'd be like just over 20K miles. Okay, that's a just over. At 140K, you just say 140K miles.
That thing's crapping out in the next 60K.
Custom painted rims and grill, dude.
You wasted your money.
It's also from 2013. That's a six-year-old truck. That price you're asking for is a brand new truck today. It's without all your fancy paint. Sure, it's loud as fuck, too. You're one of those. It's just like...
Park it outside your apartment.
The dickhead woke me up today, too.
Oh, what time was it? 3 p.m.?
It's noon.
What a jerk! Yeah. How dare he do something at noon?
And then he just sat in his goddamn car. He turned on his car, got out of the car, started to clean his car, then got into his car, sat there, texted a bit, and then decided to leave 10 minutes later after he turned on the fucking car.
Is that why you got up?
Yeah.
And then you're like, you know what, I'll be productive, go get my oil change?
Well, I knew I needed to get up to get the oil change. I didn't know how long I needed.
Did you know
that- I got real lucky. No one was there at Walmart, so it went real quick.
You got it at Walmart?
I got it at Walmart. It's $30.
And they did it in, no, I mean like they did it in 40 minutes?
Ugh.
Dude, were you out there like...
I blew a lot of them.
Like, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's incredibly, dude. And I live in, it is loud, and I live in the country, and I lean out the window, and I fire off our guns. Yeehaw.
You don't have guns in Canada?
Yeah, he's in Canada. I don't believe any of this. Unless it's a moose cannon, like you don't do anything with guns out in Canada.
Moose cannon?
Yeah, you know, it's one of those guns that has like the tapered end, you know?
A musket?
Poof. Like shoots balls of twine or something
Jesus
really hard.
Fucking Christ.
That's what they have out in Canada.
Yeah, you got a musket.
Yeah. Boof!
Boof.
That's the noise it makes.
And so does it puncture the moose?
Oh,
or does
no,
it like net it or
it,
something?
It nets the moose right up. Okay. It's like glue.
So it's a net gun.
Yeah, and the moose is like, he's like, get it off me. And that distracts him, and then you can ride the moose back to your stable.
I don't think he'd like you after you netted him.
Well, I don't care what the moose likes.
He does. He's a gigantic moose.
Nah, moose.
He'll
is small.
Smack you with that antler.
That's fake moose news,
that's
dude.
Fake moose news.
It's fake.
That's moose news,
that's
man.
That's fake moose news, dude.
Moose news.
Moose news. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, is that it?
That's all I got.
That's all you got? I feel like you ran out of stuff about 30 minutes ago.
I definitely.
And by
did.
30 minutes ago, I mean 1 hour and 46 minutes ago.
Yep.
1 hour, 46 minutes and 53 seconds ago, I feel
I had
like.
Something I talked about at the beginning.
What?
I forget. Forget, but I opened the show with some energy.
I don't think you did.
I did.
We can go back and we
I was
can check.
The first to talk.
Let's go check the tape.
I was the first to talk.
Let's go check the tape.
Oh, yeah, I said that the fucking raptor noise was me. That's what I did.
Let's check the tape.
I checked, what the fuck?
Why can't I check the tape? You're very... You're confident. Why can't I check the tape?
But all I'm saying is I opened the show. Me start it first. Start it first.
If I could check the tape. You have nothing to fear if you're right. Really?
And then I augmented
this noise right here. There we go. We have 5 minutes left in the show.
I just gotta get my shit real quick.
The Seth and Colby Show.
This is the stupidest show we've ever done.
Yeah. I see.
All right, here comes the raptor. Colby made this noise, right?
Yep.
Yeah, with your voice, okay? And then... Sup, dudes? Okay, so I was the first person to speak.
I hate you.
Turns out...
I was the first person to say anything other than, hey... You know, that was really me making that dinosaur
that
noise.
That is not you making that dinosaur really noise. It is not
it
you.
Was, yeah. Yeah, it's
Let's
me.
Hear it.
It's going like, yeah. That's what I did.
Really?
And then I augmented
This noise right
this
here.
This is meta right now. Yeah, that's
We're
me.
Watching our show that we already watched. That
I
want to
hear that
like
low
an
rumble,
hour and
please.
A half ago.
Can we hear that low rumble?
I can't do that.
Why not?
It was a gurgling sound. I just gurgled. No, that definitely wasn't me.
Okay, so that's 32 seconds into the show. So.
Yeah.
So and it,
I had 30 seconds of energy.
Let's see. The show started making
that
dinosaur.
Really...
It started at like 10:05, I would say. Like, let's see. Here's
the stupidest show we've ever.
See, we're still in the intro here. At 10 minutes in.
Shut up.
So I say, sup, dudes. 10:06. So it's really 20 seconds. It's really. What are you? You ending? We still got 12 minutes.
We're done. Yeah,
we're done.
Great show, man.
Are you just signing off?
Yeah.
Hey, we can pause and like wait and just sit here if you want.
You want to just sit here?
Yeah.
So your solution to entertain is sitting?
Didn't you say earlier that you would just watch a guy sit? I can type for you if that makes you better feel better.
Yeah, I'd like that here. open up a blank text document here, okay, and
wait 10 years.
It'll open quick. Was episode 101 that bad? I don't remember. What was episode 101? Fictional's got an eye for detail. I don't even know.
I don't know what he was thinking.
No, no. Thanks, show. Thanks for coming, everyone. Yeah, don't lie. Don't lie. Okay, you were right. It's taking too long.
Yeah, man.
Like, all I want is for my text file to... Oh! Something happened. Something happened. Did I like the 13-year-old you? What are you talking about?
Here we go.
All right, Colby's now going to type for the remainder of the show. Here we go. Let's get a typing cam going here. Probably should move the mic down a little bit. We hear the typing. Some like some ASMR stuff, right?
I don't know if it's how you spell that. But.
Well, it corrected it for you. It corrected the word innards for you to the right word. Yeah. I don't think this was my bit. I don't feel like I get to take credit.
It is. You brought it up earlier saying that you'd enjoy watching that.
Yeah, but you volunteered to type.
I did.
And for the record, I did enjoy that.
Weird.
I don't really enjoy what you wrote.
Yeah.
I don't think the last part makes sense. I will cause you to have measles, suffer through your own asphyxiation, and I will also kill your future seeds. You think that's funny? You laughing at that?
I didn't know where to go with it, man. One thing, what the fuck? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was hateful.
You proud of that?
I am, kind of.
How do I? There you go. Now it's immortalized forever. You know? Just want people to know it. We should have ended.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made the right call.
Didn't I? This is your fault.
You made the right call.
For coming back.
Where's Taylor at today, by the way?
She's hating us.
Like, where is she? It's rude that she's not here. I'm going to unmod her.
Right? Deserving.
Yeah. I'm going to go right here. We made Fictional a mod today. Let's thin the herd, dude. Let's thin the herd. Moderator? No. Goodbye. Okay, it's literally not letting me uncheck, so. She wins this round, I guess. Whatever, that's fine.
You win this round, Veach.
Fine. Whatever. Whatever. But, Bad Juju, I didn't know that you were 13 in that. But I guess I enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too.
Colby didn't see it.
I saw it.
I got someone there, Josh. First of all, she doesn't deserve it. Second of all, she never modded. Okay? I mean, this channel doesn't really... It's not really big enough to deserve mods, clearly, after the amount of content we gave you today. Which channel doesn't deserve mods?
No.
But I feel like mods should actually feel some obligation to do something.
Do something? They should entertain.
At least more than the co-host of the show.
Dude, I brought so much content to the show, it's not even funny.
I mean, Ballin' Hobo a little bit ago was like, does Sansa ever do anything useful? And the answer is no. She's worthless the entire series. And Taylor's not here for us to trigger, so it's just not as fun. I mean, it's true. It is a fact she sucks.
Yeah.
But it's less fun to say it if Taylor isn't here to get mad about us saying truth.
Bon, did we talk about where you're at in the show?
What?
Like where he's at in Game of Thrones?
Yeah, he said season 5, I think, earlier.
Uh-huh.
Why, you want to talk about Game of Thrones now?
Yeah, man, we could do that.
No, the show's over now.
Oh, okay, cool.
He said, I'm almost done with season 5, so does Sansa or whoever you spell it actually do anything other than be useless? That's what he said.
Season 6.
Which season is that? Which is the one where she gets the Ramsay?
That's season 6.
Okay. So she's going to be even more useless in that season.
No, the end of the season, she does something of use.
Barely.
I mean, it's basically like, go get this dude.
Right.
And that's it.
Yeah.
But.
And she could have done it months, seasons before.
Yes, she could have.
So, she sucks. Just like this show does.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks for watching. Big thanks to Colby for being here today.
Anytime.
Giving it his all.
Literally not any time. Barely this time.
Tuesday, 7 p.m.?
Nope.
Okay. Remember, I want you guys to all remember, all of you that are here right now, remember, on Thursday, when Colby is playing a horrible game that I gave him, I tried to give him an hour less of it.
No, we're doing 2 hours.
And he said no.
We're doing 2 hours on
so
Thursday.
So just remember that.
We're doing 2 hours on Thursday.
Of course, we play his games, yes.
No, of the show.
No, it's too late.
Yeah, no, of the show.
You already pooped on it.
I don't give a shit what you say.
Well, I mean,
I'm not starting the game. I'll sit here.
Good hustle, guys. Really felt the energy. Thanks, man. Yeah, you felt something. Snores. Nothing. Don't worry about it. It's all good. It's all good. Guys, thanks for watching. If you're listening on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher, twitch.tv/SaidTheColby is where you can watch the video on demand.
Don't
the video
watch.
Live every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, every
don't
Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Come do it.
Don't watch.
If you're only watching on audio,
ever.
Sub to the channel.
Nope.
Don't be a taker.
Don't do that.
If you have Amazon Prime, which I know you do.
So you don't.
You can sub for free.
No, you can't.
And get two emotes, one
you
of a hog's head and one
me.
Of Colby staring into space, which is what you just witnessed for 2 hours today.
I could have been worse. There's been worse.
No, I'm not sure there has been.
Maybe.
I'm not sure there has been. There has been worse. We've ended earlier.
Yeah, I made it.
See? I made it.
I made it.
We're just like Colby's employee review would just be like, is he here physically?
Yes.
Check mark, and then end of review. 5 stars.
Does he play with toys over the course of the show?
Yes, but that has really nothing to do with today. That's every day.
Yeah. A little bit.
Ah! Anyway, guys, we're going to leave. We'll be back on Thursday. More fun, more thrills, more sleep deprivation, and a lot less liquor.
What?
Right?
No, not this week. Next week.
Oh, so you're still drinking this week?
Yeah.
Why? Okay. I was about to ask what the reason is, but I know it, so.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see if that happens. It won't, but we'll see.
We'll see.
All the social medias, /SaidTheColby, SaidTheColby.com for all the lakes. Merch at RapperTeeth.live.
The lakes?
Go do
all
links.
All the lakes?
Links.
Are we selling lakes now?
Dude, if someone has a lake, I'll sell it.
Are we going to get any money from it?
You're not.
Why? What if it's my lake?
I'll give you $2.
Okay, cool.
All right, I'll see you guys later. Thanks for watching.
Bye.
Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.